Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream present Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and those two wonderful people from stage, screen, and radio, Victor Moore and Pat O'Brien. And here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of Variety Theater, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and hello, everyone. I couldn't think of two friends who could give more of a Christmas glow to the proceedings than those two Yuletide boys, those jolly gentlemen, Pat O'Brien and Victor Moore.
Hiya, Dottie. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thanks, Pat.
Yes, Dottie, for me too. Merry Christmas.
Well, what's the matter, Victor? You sound a little weak. The holiday beginning to get you?
Well, Pat and I were just downtown shopping. It's a funny thing. We met while we were looking for presents for each other. I was going to get him a tie.
I was going to get him a tie, too.
Well, what did you do?
Well, the stores were so crowded, we stopped and tied one on. I mean, you've never seen so many people.
Gee, I'll never forget the Christmas I worked at Marshall Fields.
Oh, you ran the elevator there, didn't you, Dottie?
Please, I didn't run the elevator. I was the engineer in charge of vertical transportation.
Oh, I get it. You know, Dottie, here you are, a glamorous radio movie star who's just won the Hollywood Women's Press Club Golden Apple Award for being the most cooperative actress of the year. And just a few short years ago, you were working as an elevator operator. Wonder if you ever think about the old days, Mike.
Pat, I have a confession to make. Being an elevator operator is a very good way of making sure success doesn't go to your head.
What do you mean, Dottie?
Well, a lot of folks in Hollywood have found out that it's much quicker going down than it is going up.
Thank you, Dottie, Victor Moore, and Pat O'Brien. And please gather around the Seal Test Christmas tree for just a moment while we tell you about a special treat.
Get the best at Seal Test.
Tell me, Dottie, what do you think is the spirit of Christmas?
Oh, it's a lot of things, Carlton. The twinkle of a star, the tinkle of a bell, a heartwarming welcome.
And that adds up to a bowl of smooth, golden Seal Test eggnog. Because this famous eggnog is a shining star in its own right. It's as merrymaking as tinkling bells, and the heartwarmingest welcome I know. Made in the famous Seal Test tradition, it has the rich, mellow flavor of real, old-fashioned eggnog. When friends stop in, give them a welcome brimming with the spirit of Christmas. Delicious Seal Test eggnog.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
And now Santa Claus has come down the chimney just 2 days early and has handed out a very special musical arrangement to Henry Russell and the orchestra. And because our own Dottie has been such a good little girl all year, she gets to sing Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh bell song tonight.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
No actor who has ever been on the stage or screen has depicted as warm and as human a character as our first guest star tonight. His portrayal of the downtrodden male has earned him a warm place in the hearts of us all. And I can think of no one I'd rather introduce on this Christmas program than my good friend, Victor Moore.
Thank you, Dottie. And may I say something which I hope you won't take any offense at?
Why, certainly, Victor. What is it?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Victor, you're wonderful. And I hope the folks are going to like the little comedy sketch we've dreamed up, especially for Christmas. Carlton, will you do the customary honors?
Right, Dottie. It's Christmas Eve in a modest little apartment. An apartment shared by two girls who work in one of New York's biggest department stores. Peggy Taylor is relaxing in the living room as the door opens and her roommate, Dorothy, comes in.
Well, how do you feel, Dottie?
Oh, brother, am I glad this is over.
Me too. This is the worst year we've ever had. Or should I say the best.
Kids. I've never seen so many of them. There must have been a million kids in the store today.
Yeah, I guess it's the same every year.
Yeah, but I keep hoping some year maybe we'll only get half a million kids.
What are you kicking about? You don't even work in the toy department.
Children's clothes aren't any cinch. Putting things on the little darlings, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off.
Well, it's all over now.
Who in the dickens is... Are you expecting anybody?
No, I'm not.
Well, might as well answer it.
Excuse me, but could I use your telephone for a minute?
Telephone? Why, I guess so.
I saw the light on in your apartment. That's why I rang the bell.
Okay, Santa Claus, come in.
Oh, you knew I was Santa, huh?
Well, your red suit and your white beard and your boots, I sort of put two and two together and figured it out.
Well, I'll only be a moment. I had a slight accident. I have to call the North Pole.
The North Pole?
Well, don't worry. I'll reverse the charges.
Well, that's nice.
Hello? Operator? Can I have long distance, please? Yeah, I'd like to make a long distance call, reverse charges. The number is Igloo 022002. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle. Oh, hello, Mom. Yeah, it's Chris. How's the weather up there, Mom? Cold? Cold down here, too. Good Christmas weather, though. The reason I called, Mom, I need another reindeer. We lost Blitzen. Yep, when we were flying over the Griffith Park Zoo, they made him a capital gains offer. Shoot down one of the spares, will you, Mom? I have to take care of Brooklyn. Oh, by the way, girls, what's the address here?
164 East 62nd Street.
Yeah. Send him down to 164 East 62nd Street, New York City. I'll meet him about 500 feet over the roof. Okay, see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Good night, Mom. Do you mind if I sit here for a few minutes until Mom sends the reindeer down?
You mean it's going to take a few minutes?
Why, sure. We're about 5,000 miles from the North Pole.
Oh, I see.
So you're really Santa Claus?
Yep.
You know, I've always wanted to meet you.
Well, thank you. It's awfully nice of you to say that.
Yes, there's always been one question I wanted to ask you.
What's that?
Who do you believe in?
Ah, that's a good one. But you know, there is an answer to it.
Is there?
Yes, I believe in little boys and little girls. I believe in all their little dreams. When they get older, I keep believing in their dreams, and that's why some of them come true.
Yes, I'm sure that's right. Have you been doing this sort of thing very long?
About 500 or 600 years. I sort of lost track. You know how time flies.
Well, look, mister, this is lots of fun, but let's play this game some other night.
Game?
Sure, the Santa Claus game.
Oh, you don't believe I'm really Santa Claus?
No, I don't believe it. You see, I'm a big girl now, and I don't believe in Santa Claus, the fairy princess, or the pot at the end of the rainbow.
Well, that's too bad. You must miss an awful lot of fun. You know, that's one of the troubles, I suppose, people not believing in Santa Claus.
One of what troubles?
Oh, the trouble with the way the world is. You see, it all started falling apart when people like you stopped believing.
Look, Chris, I haven't got any fight with you. You sound like your heart's in the right place, but no kidding. I'm awfully tired.
Now, gee, if you could only see the expression on those kids' faces when they see this stuff in the morning. All over the world, it's the same expression, and it's wonderful to see.
Look, mister, you're a nice guy. I like you, and I think you actually believe what you're selling.
Of course I do. And if I could only get you to believe.
Oh, sure, sure. I'll believe. I'll write a letter to Santa Claus.
Why write it? Why not just tell it to me? What would you like for Christmas?
What would I like for Christmas? I'd like to go to Honolulu. I'd like a mink coat. I'd like a new automobile. I'd like a house. I'd like $5,000. I'd like...
Do you want them very, very badly?
I want them so badly that... Oh, what's the use? You almost got me playing this game too, Pop. No kidding. Don't you think your reindeer's here yet? It's been about 3 minutes since you ordered him.
Say, you're right. I think it is here. I wonder who Mom sent down. Probably Blitzen's brother. Well, thanks so much for the use of your phone, and good night.
Good night, Santa. Well, how'd you like that, Peggy? Wasn't he a honey?
Yeah, he was a cute little guy, wasn't he?
He looked like something out of a Keystone comedy. Wish I had my Keystone camera.
I wonder what his trouble was. I wonder how he got started.
Well, he probably saw Miracle on 34th Street too many times. Meeting a reindeer 500 feet above the house. Wow.
Yeah, the cutest pink cheeks, though.
Yeah, just like Santa. Hello? Yes, this is Dorothy Arnold. Yes? What? Look, I can't take a ribbing like this twice in one night. What's that? The letter I sent in that radio contest won the giant jackpot prize. What do I get? A trip to Honolulu, a mink coat, a two-story house, and $5,000 in cash. You're not kidding. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Dottie, you mean you actually?
I guess I actually did.
Dottie? Dottie, where are you going?
Don't open that window. It's freezing. It's starting to snow.
I just want to see something. I just want to make sure. He was right. There he is. Reindeer and everything. There really is a Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Dorothy. Ha, ha, ha. Merry
There are certain songs that have become associated with the Christmas holiday season. Certain songs that create a gay mood, a light mood, and a good kind of feeling mood. We can think of no one who can capture this mood better than the crew chiefs and Henry Russell's orchestra. Bundled up in their mittens and snowshoes, they usher in the Yuletide season with Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll
we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
California by the blue Pacific, the land of
Crosby,
Lamar,
and Bob Hope.
To shoot the scene colossal and terrific, they manufacture snow by using soap. But if you still remember old Jack Frost in December, just pack all your duds, hop on a plane, head for Vermont, New Hampshire, or Maine. I'm with you in spirit, cause here I'm staying in my California winter wonderland. Get the best, get seal test.
Here's the way to have a delicious white Christmas. Whip up snowy mounds of Seal Test whipping cream. Then, pile it high on pudding, pie, or fresh fruit. Float it on coffee or cocoa. And snow cap a bowl of Seal Test eggnog with banks of this luscious, lip-smacking whipped cream. Seal Test cream whips like a dream. It's extra smooth and rich, with a sweet, farm-fresh flavor that makes your best desserts taste even better. You'll want lots of top-quality Seal Test whipping cream for the holiday look or festive flavor. Order it from your neighborhood Seal Test dealer. And always,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Now, Dottie, inasmuch as you and I are going to do a lot of kidding in the next few minutes, could I say something serious about your next number?
Why, certainly, Pat. It would be a pleasure.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, a few years ago, Irving Berlin wrote a song which was sung by American boys all over the world. Boys that were hoping and praying that they'd be back home for Christmas. Let's all pray that never again will any of them have to sing or do their dreaming on some foreign shore. Let's hope that we'll be celebrating this and many more white Christmases at home.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
again, one of Hollywood's favorite sons, a man who is currently starring in the RKO Technicolor production, The Boy with the Green Hair, and whose thrilling portrayals of such characters as Fighting Father Dunn and Newt Rockne have brought to the screen believable portraits of what real, honest-to-goodness Americans are like. Pat, the top of the evening to you.
Thank you, and the rest of the night to yourself.
Well, Pat, my boy, why don't we let our broth of an announcer tell us about our sketch that's coming up?
It's all right by myself, but bear in mind now, any resemblance between the football coach I'm about to play and any other football coach is purely coincidental and offside.
Okay, Pat. Carlton, while I put on my Lily Dashay helmet, set the scene.
Okay, coach. The time is late Saturday afternoon, and Aurora U has just defeated Pottsville City College 7-6 in the last regular game of the season. The victorious Aurora team is just trooping into the dressing room under the stands. The last to enter is Coach Pat Stonewall, his friendly face beaming as he gently closes the door.
Shut up! What a team.
Gee, Coach, we won, didn't we?
We won, didn't we?
Call that winning? Pottsville scored the first touchdowns in 1935.
Well, we're still undefeated. We get into the Super Bowl game now.
Yeah, and what Cucamonga team will do to you guys in the Super Bowl shouldn't happen to Alphabet Noodles.
Oh, my boys, my great team.
What happened to you? What happened to my All-Americans?
Yeah, what happened? I fell asleep on the bench.
Shut up, Schmidt. When you left here to go out for the second half, I found this in the dressing room. A black lace handkerchief.
Gee, what nice perfume. Wave it a little bit more.
Who owns this thing?
A girl gave it to me. For luck.
For luck. Well, you're lucky you weren't murdered out there this afternoon. You guys were all missing some quarters last night. Where were you?
Oh, we were invited to a girl's house for dinner.
The whole team?
Yeah. She likes football players.
Who is this dame? Who is this Mata Harry who's turning you into a crepe-like for the Super Bowl?
Her name is Nanette.
Yeah, she made a sauerkraut and pig's knuckles.
Sauerkraut and pig's knuckles the night before a game, so that's it. You had indigestion out there today.
Yeah, wasn't Zach great? When he went across in that touchdown play, carried the ball, 3 tacklers, and 9 pig's knuckles.
I'll teach you to break training. Schmidt?
Yes, sir.
Who is this Nanette dame?
Oh, she's the dame who cooked the 10 pig's knuckles.
Okay, get dressed and lead me to her.
Well, this is the place, Coach.
Ring that bell.
Well, hello, Schmitzy Witzy.
Schmitzy Witzy?
Yeah, it's a sort of a nickname.
Gee, I'm glad you came. I have something for you.
Yeah, you sure have.
Nanette, this is Coach Stonewall.
Well, how nice. I baked a cake for the boys.
I'm not raising a team of cake eaters. I want to talk to you. Beat it, Schmidt.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you mind if we talk in the kitchen? I'm preparing dinner.
Just suicide, or are you expecting company?
Well, I do have enough for two.
Now, you're not feeding Schmidt or any of my boys after what happened this afternoon. I never saw anything like it. 11 guys. Sitting there on the grass, sending a water boy for bicarbonate of soda. Hey, what's that I smell?
Broiled sirloin, potatoes, asparagus, and biscuit.
Hey, it smells good.
It's too bad you can't stay.
Well, they ain't like it was pig's knuckles.
Well, sit down, Coach.
Well, I can't see any harm. All right, fellas. All right. I called here to tell you that, for every man, there comes a time when he gets tired of doing his own cooking.
Holy smokes, the coach wants us to cook for him.
Shut up, Schmidt.
Yes, sir.
Old fellow. What I'm trying to say is that... Oh, for crying out loud. Nanette, come in here a minute, will you?
Hey,
wow, Nanette's here.
The coach has flipped his wig.
What is it, honey?
Honey?
Fellas, Nanette and I got married last night.
Married? What's the matter
with
this?
She even cooked the coach.
I've always been like a father to you, and I want you to look upon Nanette as your mother.
Holy smokes.
Shut up, Schmidt.
Yes, sir.
Give them the gifts, honey.
Nanette has a good luck charm for each of you. Nice black lace handkerchiefs.
Who are we playing in that Super Bowl game, Vassar?
Don't worry. It's Cucamonga, all right, but you'll beat them.
Tough team, Coach.
Yeah. but they're all coming here for dinner the night before the game.
You mean the secret weapon, Coach?
That's right, boys. Pig's knuckles and sauerkraut.
Pat O'Brien, I mean Coach, that was an all-American performance, and thanks a lot for letting me be on the team. We'll be listening to you on your own new show, Pat O'Brien from Inside Hollywood. And now, in just a few seconds, we'll give you some great news about our guest for next week.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Christmas comes just once a year, but Seal Test always brings good cheer, so celebrate with Seal Test. Serve red raspberry tarts to climax your Christmas dinner. This Seal Test dessert of the month even looks the part, with a Yuletide topping of green whipped cream on red ripe raspberries. The base is Seal Test vanilla ice cream. Smooth and creamy. Ice cream eating at its finest. That goes for chocolate chip ice cream, too. The Seal Test flavor of the month. Famous Seal Test vanilla ice cream, jam-packed with chips of luscious bittersweet chocolate. Special as can be. And just the ticket to reward the tree trimmers tomorrow night. For happy holiday treats, get chocolate chip ice cream and red raspberry tarts from your Seal Test dealer. And whenever you crave ice cream, always
get the best, get Seal Test.
And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Victor Moore and Pat O'Brien, thanks for filling up our Christmas stocking with such wonderful fun. And another important thank you is heading in your direction because your appearance here tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next Thursday, our guest will be that lovable actor, Lionel Barrymore, and that outstanding young comedian, Gary Moore. And now, Carlton, I believe you have something to say regarding that old slogan, the best is yet to come.
You're right, Dottie. 130 million people are grateful for what we have this Christmas, just because we live in America. But the best is yet to come. As abundant as our country is, we can have more of everything if we continue to realize that each American's personal standard of living will rise in proportion to how much all Americans produce through better machines, better methods, and better teamwork.
Thank you, Carlton. And now until next week, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well, keep happy, and to the Hollywood Women's Press Club, a very big thank you. To everybody, may this be the best and the happiest of all Christmases.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Joel Murcott. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour and as our guests, Gary Moore and Lionel Barrymore. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.